Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, we asked you on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, what gives you the most anxiety, or what random thing gives you anxiety?
Me, it's very simple. Watching others.
It's a good one. Watching others? What do you mean by that? It's kind of vague.
Just watching others go about their life, how they park, what they do with their shopping.
Oh, like people watching. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just I love people watching.
Well, I love it, but the human behaviors when people are so just selfish.
Like when you go out and do like an event or something, and you're just like watching people like try to be somebody that they shouldn't be.
Or just the way people park their car.
Does anybody cut lines at the steak line when you're out there? Do you never notice that?
Okay. No. You get in line and you wait on that.
Do people still cut, by the way? Is it still a thing?
Cody taps a line cutter, and he goes, "Do you know who I am?" And people are like, "No." And he goes, "Well, I'm cutting the line." I mean, he's done that for years.
From the 913, my wife. That's tough.
Oh, wow.
I hope not.
That sucks, man.
I feel this one from the 816. Pooping in a public restroom with no lock on the door.
Well, that doesn't bother me so much.
Man, I sit there, sweat. I'm just like, oh, man, please don't walk in.
Everybody poops.
Yeah, but not everybody poops the same.
Well, you're right about that, but I mean, everybody does poop. I mean, 90% of us poop in a classy way.
Yeah, like I was in third grade at John Now, and somebody kicked the door open. Fifth grader was like, "Ew, gross! You're pooping, geek."
Yeah, I am.
And like,
pooping.
I shriveled up, man. Like, I can't do it ever since. I cried, dude. Yeah. Third grade.
What are you gonna do? You're not gonna go poop today? Like everybody does it.
I used to pee. I used to pull my shirt up to my nipples and let the pants to the ankles until somebody called me a nerd.
That was yesterday.
Yeah,
right there in the men's room.
That's right.
Yeah, with the boogers on the wall.
Being late gives me the most anxiety ever. From Bubby.
Being late is a
That's
good
tough,
one,
dude. Because your date starts like right away. You're like, I normally have to leave by 4:15. I'm not leaving now. I'm gonna be late 5 minutes.
It sets everything back, right? Yeah. You know,
like what are they gonna think?
Yeah. My whole being late thing. Like, I would rather be somewhere 20 minutes early and wait than be in a rush to get somewhere. I hate that, man. That's given me anxiety forever. I've always been early and on time, and I'm trying to like convey that to my kids now. Like, it's okay to be 5 minutes early. Okay, you get there, you're relaxed, you're ready to go. Being on time, I tell them, is being late. That's what I was taught in college by the great Tom Hedrick. Being on time is being late. Get there 5 minutes early. Nothing wrong with that.
Mac, you have a random anxiety thing?
Getting like a random phone call.
Oh.
From someone
phone
like
calls,
you know what I mean? Like a phone call. Maybe it's like a good friend that you just haven't talked to in a while. You're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Something's wrong, someone's died. And it's usually just like, hey man, what's up? What do you got on tonight's game or something?
Yeah, like that's kind of how my family is now. You know, we constantly text all day, but like if somebody calls, it's always nobody died. Tammy from the West is the same way. Anytime I call her, she has her phone. Who died? Nobody. I just got to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. But that's where we are. I think a lot of us are like that in life now, where you text so much, and then when you call, it's like, uh-oh, somebody must have died.
This must be serious.
Yeah.
From the 816, when the football's in the air headed in Sky Moore's direction.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. He's on the injured reserve list. Probably won't see Sky Moore again.
I saw a picture of him getting surgery.
He's in the hospital bed. So hopefully everything goes well. From the 816, definitely driving to downtown KC, and there's no close second. From the 563, leaving my house gives me anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that.
And I'm sure this one is relatable to you, not from being the mother part of it, but I am a 44-year-old mom with two teens, a husband, and bills. What doesn't give me anxiety?
I love you right there. Like, you're speaking my language right there.
I figured so.
And you know, with the kids, like, and I'm sure she's like this as well, like, You watch their behavior and you're like, why are they behaving like this? And then you talk to other parents and you find out they're all the same. They're all, as Max said yesterday, I can't say the word on the air. At times they are. I mean, Josh used to say that all the time. Wait till they get a little bit older. Wait till it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. And boy, I'm telling you what, man, like parenting is so difficult. The days are long. They say the years are short, and that's the truest statement ever. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, but like every day it's like, they just want to push you as far as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I can just hear my parents. I tell you, one day you'd have kids just like that. You
know? I feel this person from the 816, people that don't know how the QT lines work. You ever been in Quick Trip and the lines go all the way down, and there's the other one, and I just like, I don't feel bad anymore. Like, my buddy Brian and I have had this discussion. Like, I don't feel bad anymore when I walk into a Quick Trip and there's a line all the way down the chip aisle, and then there's just a wide open side over here. I will just walk there and set my drink down.
Of course, it's double sided. The guys work both sides of the register.
And if somebody looks at me like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, this is how it works.
Yeah,
catch
on you.
Welcome to Quick Trip. From the 913,
do you know Quick Trip has their own Uncrustables now?
Did you know the NFL teams are just smashing those, by the way?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Andy Reid, another trendsetter. Yeah.
Yeah. I love an Uncrustable, especially out of the freezer.
Me too.
But I didn't know that Quick Trip had their own. Are they bigger? Are they...
It looked like the same size. I just saw them. I was in there the other day.
From that, I went through the phrase, we need to talk.
Ugh.
Jeez.
You better know. You should know by then that it's probably happening.
Yeah. Mm. I always tell my wife, we have a few things to discuss. I'm like, what?
So the other night, you're a little tipsy. You said some things that I didn't really care for. Yeah,
it's never anything like that.
No.
Man, for us.
No, you're married for long enough. Now it's like you guys just, it's like a ebbs and flow. It's like a rhythm.
Right. Yeah.
It's like a Andy Reid offense.
It really is. Yeah. You're just like,
Bob's calling the plays. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not, but that's fine.
Suddenly, it was this. I can't sit in a restaurant with my back to the door. Been bad since being active military. I believe that.
I have been that guy.
My mom always had to see the people come in the door. She could never be that person.
My grandmother was like that. Yep. So I've gotten that from her. We sat down somewhere the other day, and my wife took this. I go, why? Because she said, I know you want to watch the door. You do. And when you grew up in New Jersey, you always wanted to watch the door because you never knew who was going to walk in. Ask Tony.
Mm-hmm. I would say that my anxiety that I get is traffic.
You're going to have it even more. Once we get year 5 into this and you don't drive rush hour anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then you drive rush hour every once in a while and it's a completely different ball game. And you're like, I'm not used to all of this.
Yeah. Coming from 71 from Lee Summit, most times when I go to St. Joe, it's not bad because I'm going there early enough. Yeah. But if I go to Bally's Casino, or if I'm going to go to Blue Line or whatever, and I have to take that 2Q exit on from 71 to where that whole cluster, you know what is, that gives me
anxiety. That gives you anxiety.
People coming out of the yield, you've got 1 second to hit exit 2Q to go north to St. Joe or Bally's or, the current game, and it's it's a split second, and you have to get all the way over from the left lane to the right lane and exit all in the same time. I'm just like,
you're white knuckling this thing.
See if the cigarettes are still there. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. You're white knuckling this thing, huh?
Right.
Yeah. You should be okay with that, though. That's, I mean.
I don't know. Leaves him.
What was that?
I don't know, dude. There's some supernatural stuff in the studio. We need a psychic. We need somebody to come in here.
Do you remember the Long Island medium? Is she still around?
I hope so, man, because I'm not going to lie to you. We have seen the lights flicker in this building 3 to 4 times in the last 2 weeks. Bob's microphone was not touched and not moving, and it just literally moved down into a new position.
Could be a broken hinge, though. I mean,
keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
And then we just heard that.
That was weird.
Now, I know it's windy as hell, but if you know somebody that could come in here and exercise the demons. Yeah,
maybe I'll burn some sage in here.
Mm-hmm. When the boss says, hey, you got a minute.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know how to read our boss. Never have, never understood it. I have a better chance at reading Brett Veach than Steven Spector. And I'm never going to read Brett Veach.
Right.
When you think you know Brett Veach, you don't know Jack. You're like, are the Chiefs done? Probably. They should probably go get a corner receiver. Here's a linebacker.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I would have gotten a corner. Great. You're not the general manager.
Yeah.
Probably never will be, and the guy's got a track record.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That gives me anxiety, too. People who can't appreciate the run that we're on in sports.
Yeah.
That really does drive me nuts. The anxiety of watching people upset with the moves that the Chiefs make.
Something that also gives me anxiety is when I was a kid, reaching in to see which candy I'd take on Halloween. Be like, oh, do I take the... Or having to understand my parents be like, hey, by the way, you know, here's the deal. That candy's poison. You're going to need to put that to the side. Where did it go? Not in the trash can. Weird.
Yeah, we ate it. Yes. That one had razor blades in it. We saved you.
That's right. Coming up on the other side.
Anybody ever found a razor blade in their candy?
No. And has anybody ever gave away an adult gummy to kids?
No. That's the other thing. We're getting into Halloween. What is that? Thursday?
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, be careful. They're passing out weed.
Nobody's
passing out weed.
Let me give you a real quick PSA about medicinal gummies. Those are locked up in the parent drawer, and nobody gets those because they're expensive.
They're expensive. Yeah, people aren't giving that away at Halloween. That's the dumbest thing. And I haven't seen many of the local news stories telling us that, be careful this year, barbiturates may be given out for Halloween.
Dad, there's this really weird smelling white rolled up thing in my trick or treat bag. Let me see what that.
Yeah.
You don't want this. Put that out real quick.
Nobody's giving out weed. Like Josh and I have done this bit for years, you know, Dusty. And it's true. Every year people are like, be careful. More and more people are passing out marijuana at Halloween. No, they're not.
No, if they are, they're going to the adults. Like, here's your candy, Dave.
Thank you. See you next trip around the block. As they sit in the cul-de-sac drinking beers next to a bonfire.
God, like this ridiculousness of people passing out weed at Halloween. Good Lord.